This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. More than 30,000 Barbados electricity customers left without power due to the passage of Hurricane Beryl. Storm surge from Beryl litters Hastings Main Road with debris from beachside businesses. Fire destroys a house at Sergeant's Village Christchurch. And Grenada hunkers down as dangerous Beryl approaches. Good afternoon. I'm Ricardo Roberts. This is the latest.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Every day in a busy world, we have to do so much. Bank of CIBC and get that personal touch. Share your ambitions, let us help your dreams come true.
All right, this time we go over to the Department of Emergency Management where a press conference is being held. Minister of Public Information, Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrahams, is addressing the nation.
Storms in this region, we do not want to be dealing with that. The bans, it was explained to me by MEC, it is generating impacts as far as Barbados. So although the system you're looking on, falling online, and you see the system in the vicinity of the Grenadines, the impacts, because of the size of the system and the strength of the system, are being held here with sporadic bursts up to hurricane strength. Please, the all clear has not been given. The risk you are taking and the life you're gambling with is your own. But you're also gambling with the lives of persons who have to come and respond if something happens to you. We will keep you updated, and as soon as it's safe to do so, we will lift the all clear. But that time is not now. I am asking you, think of others, think of yourself, and unless it's a dire emergency, please stay indoors. We cannot guarantee your safety outside. Thank you.
Minister, can you say if we have started to do the assessment with the drones you would have mentioned earlier?
Well, interesting. I'm glad you actually mentioned that. We tried to do the assessment with the drones. We sent up the drones, but the drones had to come back down because the gusts, these drones are actually meant to fly in gusts. The gusts, some of the gusts were too strong and the drones were being put at risk. So the drone operators asked us to bring the drones back in, and they brought the drones back in. We cannot even risk sending out drones, a mechanical piece of equipment, to assess the damage and assess the roads and the need for clearance. If I am not going to authorize the risking of a piece of equipment, then I find it difficult to authorize the risking of a life of a human being that cannot be replaced. This is serious. We are still feeling the impacts. We are still under a hurricane warning. Do what you need to do. If you don't follow the advice, the best advice we can give you, you do so at your own peril, but also at the peril of those who have to respond if you get into difficulty.
And you've just heard the Minister of Home Affairs and Public Information, Wilfred Abrahams, giving an update on the latest with Hurricane Beryl. As he had indicated, the country is still under hurricane warning, which means that the all clear has not been given. He also indicated that the drones had to be grounded as the gusts that have been affecting the area over Barbados has not allowed them to operate the drones at this time. So the all clear has not been given. We are still under hurricane warning. More news. Barbados has been spared the worst effects of Hurricane Beryl, but large parts of the country have been left without electricity. The Barbados Light and Power Company's Director of Operations, Joan Graves, who is head of the service restoration team, told Starcom Network News more than 30,000 customers were this morning without power as the company's protective systems shut down supply due to gusts, rain, and flying debris.
Presently, around 8 a.m. this morning, the number of customers out of power was about 22% of our customer base. That is an approximately 32,000 customers that are out of power at this point in time. That was just around 8 o'clock. Since then, we have not had any more major outages. There would have also obviously been some other small pocket of customers that would have come out of service due to localized issues, but no wide-scale outages have occurred since that time.
You listed some of the areas affected.
Well, some of the areas that we have widespread outages would be on the West Coast area, coming along from the Black Rock area, coming right down to Old Town, coming further north down to Carrollton. The customers along those lines will be out of power. We are yet to be able to go and ascertain whether it is debris on our lines, lines falling, that sort of thing. But those are some of the areas there. We also have some areas in the area of the Wilde is out of power at this point in time. There's a wide-scale outage there in the Wilde area as well. We have some wide-scale outages also on the south of the island or in the Coverley area, down the hill from Lilwell, Cox Hill, down that side, Oystens, that sort of place. Those are some of the wider outages. We have smaller pocket outages, some areas of St. Philip. Basically, in all the other parishes, there are localized outages.
That was Barbados Light and Power Company's Director of Operations, Juan Greaves, in the lunchtime edition.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
And several Starcom Network listeners commenting on the storm's impact reported loss of electricity supply.
Just drowning. I am blessed and thankful to God for everything that he has done for this whole nation once again.
My electricity wires is down all in my driveway. You can't even get up because all the wires laying down in the driveway.
Oh, that's that serious.
We have rain, but not very, very heavy rain. But the wind has been howling.
We're getting some wind. No rain as yet. Some howling wind.
I can hear the wind howling. What are we doing? It's like a panic.
Those was residents commenting on this morning's weather activity. A major cleanup is required along Hastings Main Road, Christchurch, after storm surge from Beryl pushed debris across the street. Senior Minister responsible for infrastructure, Dr. William Dugid, tells Starcom Network News the area will have to be cleared.
Well, clearly we expected the storm surge, and it's clear that a lot of it was going to be on the south coast as the system passed to the south, of which the greater part is, funnily, my constituency, Christchurch West. And one of the lower areas, obviously, is right there by Lanterns, by Chilbar, and that is the reason that the boardwalk was put there. Remember, it was never put as a boardwalk. Mm-hmm. It was put as beach protection. So Coastal always knew that that was the area that was at risk and needed beach protection. The size of the swells have caused it to come over, to break over the boardwalk, the beach protection, and come into the road. So obviously we're going to have to clear up and get all that debris moved and get that road back into good and functioning order.
Senior Minister responsible for infrastructure, Dr. William Dugid, and a home has been destroyed by a fire this morning in Bartlett Tenantry Sergeant's Village Christchurch. Deputy Chief Fire Officer Henderson Patrick gave an update.
And that call was received around 6:55 a.m. and it had a response of two fire tenders responding from the Wardens Fire Station. It was under the command of Station Officer Perch, and he had 10 other fire officers who responded with him. As a result of that incident, one structure and an adjacent outhouse was completely destroyed by the fire. It was occupied by one elderly person. There was no injuries to the occupant. One other structure, which was adjacent to this property, was affected by radiated heat. And one derelict vehicle was also affected by radiated heat.
Deputy Chief Fire Officer Henderson Patrick. And finally, the extremely dangerous Hurricane Beryl has made landfall in Carrioku. This from the Miami-based National Hurricane Center. Satellite imagery and Barbados radar data indicate that the eye of Beryl has made landfall on Carrioku Island just around 11:10 this morning. And it says data from the Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that Beryl's maximum sustained winds have increased to 150 miles per hour. The hurricane was 30 miles northeast of Grenada. Recapping the headlines. The Home Affairs Minister says the all clear has not been given and urges residents to stay inside until the announcement has been made. More than 30,000 Barbados electricity customers left without power due to the passage of Hurricane Beryl. Storm surge Beryl litters Hastings Main Road with debris from beachside businesses, and a fire destroys a house at Sargent's Village Christ Church. And that was the 12:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Ricardo Roberts. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up at starcomnetwork.net, WhatsApp Admin to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.